sleeping late on Saturdays. No siree. Not with Rosie on the house on. Took care of a couple calls last segment. Left an open line if you want to try and sneak in. 1-888-767-4348. You've got the...
If you're looking at Facebook, hit refresh or control R or Apple R right now. Your trivia question is there. Who is the highest scoring player in Phoenix Suns regular season history? We gave you four options there. So if you have no clue but you wanted to go, you could at least guess A, B, C, or D and have a chance to win. First correct answer, you and a guest will get 12th row tickets. Seats 7 and 8 to Wednesday's game against the Wizards.
All right. Very good.
Compliments of our flagship station, KTAR.
Thank you for that.
The 26-year partnership.
Let's bring in Tim calling from Laverne. Good morning.
Laverne. Laverne.
Yeah, Laverne.
Tim Laverne.
Tim, good morning.
Shirley's just down the street.
Yeah, Shirley's just down the street. That's right.
Well, my question was, I want to build a storage room slash workshop out in the backyard, and I've got a footprint laid out for it of a 12 by 24 building, but my HOA says I can't be any taller than 8 feet, so it kind of limits my pitch on the roof.
Right.
I wonder what you suggest for that.
I would suggest building it exactly in accordance with the HOA regulations, or you'll be taking it down.
Well, yeah. It's a good suggestion.
Yeah. And you know, at 8 feet, I would probably, are you trying to center peak it and slope it two directions? At 8 foot, I'd probably just build one of the 24-foot lengths at 8 foot, and I'd just do a simple shed roof to the back side.
Okay.
12.
And how much of a drop do you think you need for?
Well, it's 24 by 12.
Right.
You know, if you dropped a quarter inch a foot, you'd be dropping, what is that, 3 inches?
Yeah.
So.
And that'd be okay with just regular, asphalt shingles, or?
No. You'd have to go quite a bit steeper. You'd have to go to about a 212. Even in 212, you have to do some special requirements. But at a low pitch, a half inch, a quarter inch, or a half inch per foot, you're going to want to do some kind of rolled roofing product.
Okay.
Okay? Couple layers of 15-pound felt, then a nice 90-pound cap sheet.
Okay. What's your opinion on putting a steel roof on that?
That would be great. If the homeowner association will allow it, I would say that'd be a great idea.
Yeah, they're not real picky as material wise. They don't want it any higher than 8 feet, which I don't understand because my neighbor's gazebo is 10 feet, you know. So or whatever. So okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you bet. All
right.
There's a lot of regulations that go about sheds. If you're in most of the communities, if you're over, I think it's 200 square feet, you have to get a building permit for it. You get a building permit for it, then you're going to be regulated how far you can set it from the backyard setback and the side yard setback. So there's a lot of things that regulate backyard sheds.
Yeah, they've got a 5 foot setback already in the rules and regulations. So.
All right. Very good.
Okay. Tim,
what you going to do in that shed, Tim?
Probably mainly store my wife's Christmas decorations. No, I got some woodworking projects I'd like to do, a few things.
All right. Very good. Very good. We appreciate the call. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Shall we run down to Tucson and bring Dick into the conversation real quick? See if we can wrap up the last caller on hold for this hour. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning. How are you folks doing today?
Super fantabulous.
I'm putting in a brick patio that will be under cover, but still exposed to the elements. Do you have a preference for cement or the polymeric sand as a foundation? One part of the question and the other. Do you think a polymeric sand would be required for the joints to fill in any open spots or to prevent weeds?
Okay, all right. When you're talking about putting down a paver patio, I'm going to tell you I'm a big, big fan of a particular product called Belgard, okay? And the Superlight Old Castle Company there, the old Young Block operation in Tucson, right there at 2200 West Gardner. You can give them a call at 887-1234. Just tell them you talked to Rosie on air. Ask for Joe. Okay?
This is going to be red brick. not manufactured pavers.
Okay, well then the red brick and the polymeric sand is going to be a trickier situation. But Joe at Superlight Old Castle Company in Tucson will be able to guide you with exactly the right steps and procedures. Laying pavers is very, you know, we do a lot of backyard work where we're laying pavers or we're laying that dry stack retaining wall. We do a lot of the bell guard retaining wall. And when I'm working with homeowners who want to try and tackle a project like that themselves, I tell them always tackle the retaining wall first. It gives you some of the basic skills. The pavers are much, much tougher. You have to get in there and over excavate. You have to lay in some ABC. Then you just lay 1 inch of sand. Too much sand causes a problem. Not enough sand causes a problem. Then you get it all set in there, and then you brush in the polymeric sand in there that kind of binds it and holds it together. That's one option. Now, how it applies to just plain red brick, I don't know, Dick, but Joe at Superlight in Tucson will know.
887. He gets paid to know that.
1234.
And does a fine job at it.
Man, he's been there forever.
So Rosie, who do you think scored the most points in Sun's history? Is it A, Charles Barkley, B, Walter Davis, C, Steve Nash, or D, Thunder Dan Marley?
I wouldn't have guessed any of those.
No? Who would you have said?
But I guess I'll say Marley.
Nope. He came in at number 10. Oh. It was actually Walter Davis.
And we have our winner, Dwayne, on Facebook.
I don't know. Did you read his last name? Forsty. Are partners allowed to win? We haven't specified that.